Here's What You Can Do About Robocalls in the Wall Street Journal by Catherine Bindley. Remember when phone calls meant people wanted to talk to you about something other than lowering your interest rates? These days, the phone rings so often with recorded robocall messages, you qualify, you owe, you've won. Answering feels like a hazard. Why can't anyone stop this madness? When will it end? First, the bad news. Almost every person I talk to about robocalls use the phrase, there's no silver bullet. But developments in the works should get the problem more under control, and there are steps to take on your own that actually do reduce calls. Whence this evil? Back when phone calls were transmitted over copper wires, businesses paid a lot of money for phone systems that allowed 1,000 employees to make calls without needing 1,000 phone lines. These systems inserted caller ID, so, for instance, customers all saw the same business number regardless of which employee made the call. With the internet, businesses don't need expensive hardware. Anyone can start a mini call center with software that dials numbers and spoofs caller ID. They also need a provider to connect the internet call to the phone network. Some robocalls are legitimate, your pharmacy, your bank, but not the ones that change numbers to appear local and avoid detection. A real fix is coming? With caller ID basically broken, developers have proposed a call certifying protocol and guidelines for implementing it. With it, an originating phone carrier could check that a caller has the right to use a number and create a digital fingerprint for the call. The carrier on the receiving end could verify that nothing was messed with in transit. They're actually not saying that the call comes from the phone number. What they're saying is this user is entitled to use this phone number, says Jim McEachern, a principal technologist with the Alliance for Telecommunications Industry Solutions, a technical working group that helped develop the guidelines. If a bad guy tries to spoof the caller ID, the call would go through, but it wouldn't be verified. Eventually, users would see an indicator for verified calls. Mr. McEachern estimates that it would take 2 to 5 years. Verizon plans to start rolling the system out later this year, and other carriers are expected to follow. We're optimistic it will have an impact, but again, this alone is not going to solve the problem, said Matthew Berry, Chief of Staff at the Federal Communications Commission. Do not originate list. Before then, other weaker measures are appearing. Last November, the FCC adopted rules that let phone companies block calls from area codes that don't exist, numbers that aren't assigned to anyone, and entries on a do not originate list, which consists of numbers that aren't used for outbound calls. Mr. Berry of the FCC says that the rules have been effective in stopping IRS scam calls. What you can do now. When you get a robocall, hang up. Don't say anything. Don't press buttons and don't call back. Once scammers know a number works, they can sell it and your call volume could increase. Also, add yourself to the Federal Trade Commission's Do Not Call Registry. Just know that you will still get unwanted calls because scammers don't obey the rules. Also, keep filing complaints. Carrier protection. Service providers have upped their robocall protection offerings recently. They include features to identify possible scam calls and even gauge the likelihood it is a scam, as well as block them or send them to voicemail. T-Mobile provides scam ID and automatic scam call blocking free. AT&T's free call protection services block suspected fraud. Verizon's $3 a month caller name ID service for wireless sends spam calls to voicemail. Sprint's premium caller ID, also $3 a month, lets users automatically reject likely scam calls. Call blocking apps. You can also try apps made by outside developers. Namorabo, $2 a month, identifies likely scam calls, and can send them straight to voicemail. Hiya is a free call blocking app that uses data from complaints made to the FTC and the FCC and information it collects from its Android users.